It's knowing that your door is always open and your path is free to walk. That makes me tend to leave my sleeping bag rolled up and stashed behind your couch. And it's knowing I'm not shackled by forgotten words and bonds and the ink stains that are dried upon some line. That keeps you in the back roads by the rivers of my memory. It keeps you ever gentle on my mind. It's not clinging to the rocks and ivy planted on their columns now that bind me, or something that somebody said because they thought we fit together walking. It's just knowing that the world will not be cursing or forgiving when I walk along some railroad track and find that you're moving on the back roads by the rivers of my memory, and for hours you're just gentle on my mind. Though the wheat fields and the clotheslines and the junkyards and the highways come between us, and some other woman's crying to her mother 'cause she turned and I was gone, I still might run in silence, tears of joy might stain my face, and a summer sun might burn me till I'm blind. But not to where I cannot see you walking on the back roads by the rivers flowing gentle on my mind. I dip my cup of soup back from a gurgling, crackling cauldron in some train yard. My beard a roughening coal pile and a dirty hat pulled low across my face. Through cupped hands round the tin can, I pretend to hold you to my breast and find that you're waiting from the back roads by the rivers of my memories, ever smiling, ever gentle on my mind.
Gentle on My Mind, Glen Campbell. And he is the star of our music special this week. Welcome to you. Yes, Glen Campbell, his real name. No, he wasn't born Joe Schwatzing or something like that. It was Glen Campbell. On the 22nd of April 1936, he was one of 12 children born into the tiny community of Delight, Arkansas. What a great name for a town, Delight. You'd have to have happy people there, wouldn't you? That was a community of less than 100 residents, was Delight. And he started playing guitar as a young fella. In fact, his entire family were into music, so he grew up around it and never had a lesson in his life. The guitar picking was really picked up by ear. He was only 6 when he performed on radio in Arkansas. By the time he was 18, he was touring the South as part of a group called the Western Wranglers. Yahoo! In 1958, he moved to Los Angeles to become a session musician, and he went on to be the most successful session musician in history. He is heard on some of the biggest selling records of the era by such artists as Bobby Darin, Ricky Nelson, the Kingston Trio, Merle Haggard, the Monkees, Elvis Presley, Frank Sinatra, Dean Martin, Jan and Dean, and the Mamas and Papas. So you can see, as far as a guitarist is concerned, he was highly regarded. In 1962, Glen signed with Capitol Records and released 2 instrumental albums and a number of vocal albums during his first 5 years with the label. However, despite releasing singles, Glen was going nowhere as a solo artist. It was rumoured that Capitol was considering dropping him from the label in 1966, but then he teamed up with producer Al DeLaurie, and together they collaborated on Gentle on My Mind, written by John Hartford, the song that opened our special tonight. The overnight success of Gentle on My Mind proved Glen Campbell was ready to break through to the mainstream. Now, that same year, Glen had his second big hit, and this song was even bigger than Gentle on My Mind. Now, before we play that song, I want to introduce to you FabFM's rock guru, Ralph Hadzik. Ralph, before we get into this second song, we had Gentle on My Mind. That was a big hit. I mean, he was at that time with Capitol and getting that new producer, he was ready to launch and he was going to launch big.
It was something that we hadn't heard before. It was pre-country rock, you know, pre the Eagles, pre all of those guys like Poco and the like. And there wasn't a slot for it. Gentle on My Mind absolutely was a no-brainer. That was had hit written all over it, and you just knew this guy was going somewhere. He wasn't going to be a one-hit wonder. You know, 40 studio albums, 6 live albums, 52 entries in the top 40, 8 number one hits. You don't think of that when you think of Glen Campbell, but he just has this discography and this legacy. And he was bigger, now that you look back and reflect, than you ever thought he was at the time. And the guy was destined to churn out hits. But then his influences on modern day singers, you know, Reba McEntire, he was a major influence to Reba. Who would have thought that? He gave Alan Jackson his first big go. Keith Urban said Glenn was a major influence on his career because, like Keith, he's a country rock artist, not a country and western artist. And this is what Glenn Campbell was. He was as much in the pop hits as he was in the country charts. Hey, and don't forget, he was a Beach Boy for almost 12 months, touring with the Beach Boys, and he could play bass, he could play mandolin, he could play banjo, he could play guitar. So he was there with all of that, and that all came back from his days with the Wrecking Crew.
Well, that second song that Glen Campbell had, the huge hit, bigger than Gentle on My Mind, was this song, By the Time I Get to Phoenix.
By the time I get to Phoenix, she'll be rising. She'll find the note I left hanging on her door. She'll laugh when she reads the part that says I'm leaving. 'Cause I've left that girl so many times before. By the time I make Albuquerque, she'll be working. She'll probably stop at lunch and give me a call. She'll just hear that phone keep on ringing off the wall. That's all. By the time I make Oklahoma, she'll be sleeping. She'll turn softly, call my name out low, and she'll cry just to think I'd really leave her. Though time and time I've tried to tell her so, just didn't know I would really go.
By the time I get to Phoenix, well, Glen Campbell made history in 1967 by winning a Grammy in both country and pop categories. Gentle on My Mind snatched the country honours, and By the Time I Get to Phoenix won in pop. In 1968, Glenn scored another huge hit with a song about a bloke that climbs telegraph poles and fixes phone lines. Doesn't sound like a real glamorous job, does it? But the song was an absolute monster.
I am a lineman for the county, and I drive the main road, searching in the sun for another overload. I hear you singing in the wire. I can hear you through the whine and the Wichita lineman is still on. Small vacation, but it don't look like rain. And if it snows, that stretch down south won't ever stand the strain. And I need you more than want you, and I want you for all. Wichita lineman is still on the line.
Wichita Lineman was selected as one of the greatest songs of the 20th century by Mojo magazine in 1997 and by Blender magazine in 2001. By the time I get to Phoenix and Wichita Lineman were both written by a bloke called Jimmy Webb. Jimmy and Glenn were to collaborate on some of the biggest hits of his career. Well, Ralph, we'll bring you back in here. Now, when Glenn teamed up with Jimmy Webb, the songwriter, boy, oh boy, was that a match made in heaven.
You know, there's a great partnerships, you know, Goff and King, Burt Bacharach wrote with Hal David, and you just knew that Campbell Webb was going to be one of those partnerships.
They were quite a team, but in 1968, Glenn had a hit with a song that he wrote, All on His Lonesome. It was a big seller with young mums, the ones left home all day looking after the kids while hubby is at work. It was an era of the stay-at-home housewife, desperate housewives in a lot of cases, who gave up their dreams in life to be a wife and mother. So when Glenn wrote, recorded and released this song, it struck a chord with the lady of the house.
She looks in the mirror and stares at the wrinkles that weren't there yesterday. Thinks of the young man that she almost married. What would he think if he saw her this way? She picks up her apron in little girl fashion as something comes into her mind. Slowly closet and slowly turns the page. Carefully picks up the crumbling flower, the first one he gave her, now withered with age. She closes her eyes and touches the house dress that suddenly disappears. And just for the moment she's wearing the gown that broke all their minds back so many years. Oh, such are the dreams of the everyday housewife you see everywhere any time of the day. An everyday housewife who gave up the good life for me.
In 1968, entertainer Tommy Smothers caught Glen Campbell's guest star appearance on the Joey Bishop Show. Tommy and Dickie Smothers were so impressed by his presence and talent that they asked Glen to host their summer replacement series, the Summer Brothers Smothers Brothers Show. I won't say that again. Glen's musical proficiency and natural wit sent the ratings through the roof. CBS executives were so delighted by Glen's unexpected popularity that they offered the star his own series. The Glen Campbell Good Time Hour took to the airwaves in January 1969 and immediately soared to the top of the ratings. Glen became a household name across America and, in fact, around the world. The success of the Glen Campbell Good Time Hour was due to Glen's triple-decker talent as a musician, singer and humorist as the guests he brought on the show. Glen gave viewers all they wanted, the best talent. He had people on the show like, check this out, Anne Murray, Ray Charles, Merle Haggard, Stevie Wonder, Neil Diamond, Johnny Cash. And he was also making lots of friends in the music business and working with people that he himself idolised. In 1969, Glen scored a huge hit with a song that has become probably his signature tune. It was a hit in just about every country in the world, including Australia. It was huge here. Despite the fact its title carried the name of a city in Texas.
Galveston, oh Galveston, I still hear your sea winds blowing. I still see her dark eyes glowing. She was 21 when I left Galveston. Galveston, oh Galveston, I still hear your sea waves crashing while I watch the cannons flashing. I clean my gun and dream of Galveston. I still see her standing by the water.
Galveston. Well, the year was 1969, and into Glen Campbell's life came the Duke, John Wayne. He was doing a movie, and the Duke wanted Glen to play alongside him in it. True Grit. Now, I don't think Glen's strong point was acting, but he got a Golden Globe nomination for the most promising newcomer. Ralph Hadzik, our resident guru, rock guru. Ralph, not a great actor was Glen Campbell.
It seemed at the time anybody that had a big hit was fast-tracked into a movie or a TV show or something.
Well, the movie also gave John Wayne his only Academy Award, so maybe Glen helped him along a bit. Glen sang and had a hit with the title song by the same name, True Grit, which was nominated for an Academy Award. He performed it live at that year's Academy Award show. But Glen admits John Wayne's presence on the set had him pretty rattled. As it would, imagine sort of being sort of a rookie actor and you've got John Wayne in front of you.
One day, little girl, the sadness will leave your face as soon as you've won your fight to get justice done. Some days, little girl, you'll wonder what life's about, but others have known few battles are won alone, so you look around to find someone who's kind, someone who is fearless like you. One day you will rise, and you won't believe your eyes. You'll wake up and see a world that is fine and free. Though summer seems far away, you'll find the sun.
True Grit. Well, the same year as True Grit, Glen had a hit with a song that he wrote. He knew how to produce a song that would appeal to the public, and this was certainly one of those.
If you see your brother standing by the road with a heavy load from the seeds he sowed, if you see your sister falling by the way, just stop and say, you're going the wrong way. You've got to try a little kindness, yes, show a little kindness, or just shine your light for everyone to see. And if you try a little kindness, then you'll overlook the blindness, narrow-minded people on the narrow-minded streets. Don't walk around the down and out, lend a helping hand instead of doubt. And the kindness that you show every day will help someone along their way. You've got to try a little kindness, yes, show a little kindness.
kindness of narrow-minded people on the narrow-minded streets.
Try a little kindness. Well, Jimmy Webb was at it again. Glenn was after another hit, and in 1970, Jimmy's pen was working overtime. He wrote the music and the lyrics of a song that told the story of a man begging his love to come back after leaving him with a broken heart. These wonderful lyrics, they're romantic. Each lonely day's a little bit longer than the last time I held you seems like 100 years ago. Back to his arms and never know the joy of love that used to taste like honey. Honey, come back where you belong to only me. Here's Glenn Campbell and the great song, Honey, Come Back.
Well, honey, I know I've said it too many times before. I said I'd never say it again. I guess I should say anything at all, since you're supposed to belong to him. But I just can't let you go without telling you just how much I love you. So that is why I'm gonna say it one more time. Honey, come back, I just can't stand. Each lonely day's a little bit longer than the last time I held you. Seems like 100 years ago. Back to his arms and never know the joy of love that used to taste like honey. Come back where you belong to home. Well, I guess that's about all I gotta say. So I'm just gonna take my bags and I'm gonna walk. I know those bright lights are calling you, honey. The big fine cars, the fancy talk. But if you ever want somebody to just love you, and someday you just may, just give me a call. You know where I am. And here's what I'll say. Honey, come back, I just can't stand. Each lonely day's a little bit longer than the last time I held you. Seems like 100 years ago. Back to his arms and never know the joy of love that you like. Honey, come back where you belong to only me. Honey, come back where you belong to only me. Honey, come back.
Well, in the same year as Honey Come Back, Glenn teamed up with one of the greats of country music, Bobby Gentry, for a song called All I Have to Do Is Dream. The public loved it, and it was literally walking out of the doors of record shops.
Is dream. is why whenever I want you, all I have to do is dream. I can make you mine, taste your lips of wine anytime, night or day. Only trouble is, gee whiz, I'm dreaming my life away. So that I could die, I love you so. And that is why whenever I want you, all I have to do is dream. Dream, 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 dream. Dream, 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 dream.
All I have to do is dream. That duet there with Glenn and Bobby Gentry. Well, the next song that caught Glenn Campbell's eye was It's Only Make Believe, written by Jack Nance and Conway Twitty. The song's lyrics describe the thoughts and feelings of a man in love with a woman who doesn't seem to be in love with him. It's only make believe.
People see us everywhere. They think you really care. But myself, I can't deceive. I know it's only make-believe. My one and only prayer is that someday you'll care. My hopes, my dreams come true. My one and only you. No one will ever know how much I love you so.
It's only make believe. Come the mid-70s and Glenn was about to score another number one hit. It was to be Glenn's largest selling single, initially with over 2 million copies sold in a matter of months. Glenn had heard the songwriter Larry Weiss version while on tour of Australia in 1974. When he heard this song, he went, "Ooh, that's a perfect song for me." Well, was he right? Before I play it, Ralph Hadzik, our resident rock guru, Rhinestone Cowboy. I mean, this really summed up Glenn Campbell.
Look, it did, and it also engendered the Dolly Parton, Sylvester Stallone movie, Rhinestone, you know, which was also a stinker of a movie. However, Rhinestone Cowboy was Glenn's biggest hit, and it really summed up everything about him.
Same old song. I know every crack in these dirty sidewalks.
of Broadway, where hustle's the name of the game, and nice guys get washed away like the snow and the rain. There's been a load of compromising on the road to my horizon, but I'm gonna be where the lights are shining on me. Like a rhinestone cowboy riding out on a horse in a star-spangled rodeo. Like a rhinestone cowboy getting cards and letters from people I don't even know, and offers coming over the phone. Well, I really don't mind the rain, and the smile can hide all the pain, but you're down when you're riding the train that's taking the long way, and I dream of the things I'll do with a subway token and a dollar tucked inside my shoe. There'll be a load of compromising on the road to my horizon, but I'm gonna be where the lights are shining on me. Like a rhinestone cowboy
Well, in 1977, along came the song Southern Nights, a song written by New Orleans-born writer-producer-artist Alan Toussaint. Glenn chose it because it reminded him of his rural background, his early days on the farm in Arkansas. It was Glenn's 28th single to make the pop charts.
Southern nights, have you ever felt a southern night? Free as a breeze, not to mention the trees, whistling tunes that you know and love so. Southern nights, just as good even when closed your eyes. To anyone who can truly say that he has found a better way, yeah. Southern skies, have you ever noticed southern skies? Well, its precious beauty lies just beyond. His cold hand as he slowly walked by.
Southern Nights there. Well, the 80s saw Glenn's career cool off a little bit. He left Capitol Records in 1981 after a reported dispute over a song called Highwayman, written by Jimmy Webb. Capitol wouldn't release it, so Glenn walked. He then made a cameo appearance in the 1981 Clint Eastwood movie Any Which Way You Can, for which he recorded the title song. Now, Ralph, at this time, do you know anything about that Highwayman dispute that he supposed to have had with Capitol?
I wasn't able to find out very much information about the split with Capitol, but I think, you know, most singer-songwriters at some stage after they've had this crescendo of a career will move away. But you know what? I think Capitol were right. Not often I'll agree with a music mogul, but the Highwayman as a solo artist singing that, I can't see how it would have worked at all. And Johnny Cash with the other boys, Willie and Waylon and Kris Kristofferson, that was made for them. I'm not sure that was made for Glenn.
Well, Glenn had trouble there getting any airplay on the radio stations in the US or anywhere else, and began to abuse drugs. He was a frequently featured person in the tabloids. He also had a well-publicised affair with fellow country performer Tanya Tucker. Ralph Hadzik, our rock guru, what happened there?
Look, there was a lot going on, and Glenn had, well, swapped wives with Mac Davis. Not that Mac Davis was wanting to swap wives, but Glenn sort of nicked off with Mac's wife, and he was his golf partner. Like, talk about a handicap. He ended up only 4 years with Mac's second wife, and Tanya Tucker was already becoming big in country music, and Glenn was big in country music. They did a duet, and from that duet came the other duet, and they were together for, gosh, almost 8 years. And it was one of those volatile relationships, you know, it was a love-hate relationship.
By 1989, he had quit drugs and was regularly reaching the country top 10. It's amazing when you get clean what you can achieve. In the 1990s, Glenn had slowed from recording, although he didn't quit entirely. In 1994, his autobiography, Rhinestone Cowboy, was published, and it was a warts and all look at the recording star that lost his way with booze, drugs, sex and rock and roll and country. And had a pretty inflated ego as well. Ralph, he kind of went off the rails there. The feet left the ground and the head got bigger.
You know, it was such a shame because he was just this country boy from Arkansas, and his next big hit after Rhinestone Cowboy was Country Boy, You've Got Your Feet in L.A., but your mind's on Tennessee. And it was his own struggle with his own fame. And unfortunately, these drug problems, almost every country music artist that had a drug problem came from them taking painkillers. And so that was the same situation with Glenn. But he was just such a volatile guy, even without the medications, that it was always going to be a problem. So he just couldn't be told.
Glenn found Jesus then. Found a fourth wife, gave up booze and drugs. But then he fell off the wagon again. In November 2003, he was arrested for drunk driving that included a charge of assaulting a police officer, but that was later dropped. He was sentenced to 10 days in jail and community service due to the high level of intoxication at the time. Well, in 2005, Glenn Campbell was inducted into the Country Music Hall of Fame. So despite some of the warts and all stuff, he truly is one of the greats of country music and crossover. In fact, his enormous success as a crossover artist also paved the way for hitmakers such as Kenny Rogers and Dolly Parton to break genre barriers. Then Glenn, finally, in real life, lived up to his song By the Time I Get to Phoenix and moved to Phoenix, getting away from the tar and cement of LA. He loved Phoenix and the countryside. He said it took him back to the good old days in Arkansas. You know, it's easy to take the boy out of the country, but very difficult to take the country out of the boy. In 2011, Glenn Campbell was diagnosed with Alzheimer's disease. I mean, it hit him very hard, and it hit the family very hard as well. Glenn died in Nashville, Tennessee, last year, at the age of 81. It was August the 8th. 2017. Ralph, I'll bring you in here because it's very interesting. As I promised the people listening in tonight, I would not only play all the hits of Glen Campbell, but some very special recordings. Now, instead of me telling that, you gave me those recordings to play to the folks tonight. Tell us about those recordings and we'll play a couple of those.
Well, interestingly enough, they started working on that in 2012. So Kim, his last wife, his widow, they wanted to have a legacy for Glenn, and he knew that he was losing it. He was actually meant to come to Australia with Kenny Rogers, and the illness took hold quickly, and so he wasn't able to do that. So before he was totally incapacitated, they wanted, and he wanted to be able to sing some of those great songs that he loved to sing. They weren't necessarily his hits, but he wanted to do them. And to piece it together was just an absolute labor of love. And it took them 5 years to put it together, and it was actually released 2 months before he died. Look, I know you're going to feature a song or two from Adios, which is his last album, and the track Am I All Alone, which he does with Vince Gill. I don't think people realize how influential Vince Gill has been in his career, going right back to Pure Prairie League in the 70s, at the time the Eagles were coming to prominence, and then what he did in pop music and whatever. And Vince Gill now has taken Glenn Frey's place in the Eagles. He also married Amy Grant, you know, the Christian singer of the 80s. And he was influenced majorly by Glenn. And Vince Gill is also a great guitar player. And he wanted to pay homage to Glenn. And so he took up that role on the track that was written by Roger Miller. And for me, it's one of the great tracks. I hope you like it.
Have I lost your love, or have I lost my mind? Am I seeing things, or am I going blind? Do I hear you crying softly in your sleep? Am I all alone, or is it only me? Is it my imagination every time? Is it jealousy that rules this heart of mine? Has it come to pass, or has it come to be?
I think that's a fabulous track. I hope everybody else does too. And just the entire album is fantastic. And it's just really great to know that before Glenn left us, that he was able, even though he didn't know he was doing something great, he did something great.
Okay, I want to play this last song, and I think it's so appropriate. This is a song by Glen Campbell. It's the last song on that album that you gave me, Ralph. It's called Adios. And I mean, I couldn't think of a better song to farewell Glen Campbell on this special than Adios. And when you think about it, when he was recording that, he knew he was close to death. How do you feel about it when you hear the song Adios?
Well, you know, there are a couple of artists that finished their lives in California. You know, Orbison finished in Malibu, and California Blue on his last album was just a haunting, beautiful track. And the same can be said of Glenn's time in California. And Adios encapsulates all of that. And you talk about people that can get emotional over songs. Well, this is one that'll do it for me.
Here he is, Glen Campbell. And adios. Adios, everybody.
Ran away from home when I was 17 to be with you on the California coast. Drinking margaritas all night in the old cantina out on the California coast. Don't think that I'm ungrateful, and don't look so morose. Adios. Adios. We never really made it, baby, but we came pretty close. Adios, adios. Going up north where the hills are winter green, I gotta leave you on the California coast. Going where the water's clear and the air is cleaner than the California coast. Our dreams of endless summer, they were just too grandiose. Adios. Adios. And I'll miss the blood red sunset, but I'll miss you the most. Adios, adios. Adios, adios.